Federal funding through the Victims of Crime Act will be noticeably lighter this year for domestic violence service providers like the Refuge Utah.
We are scrambling right now to look at what's our key priorities.
Ashley Taylor is the executive director of the Refuge Utah.
We know there's going to be an increase in demand, especially with the LAP mandate, and how do we keep up with that demand with a cut in funding overall?
The funding comes from fines and fees from white-collar crimes prosecuted at the federal level, which has seen a decrease since 2019, which is reflected in the federal grants providers like the Refuge can apply for. This is despite an uptick in domestic abuse in Utah and the country. Hugo Cardwell, KSL News Radio.